playing.
Yeah.
It's going, all right. Well, hi, this is Joshua Faust here. I'm with my good friend over here. Introduce yourself.
Yep, this is Martin, a.k.a. Mr. Diddles.
Oh, Mr. Diddles.
Coming to you live from Ikebukuro McDonald's.
Ikebukuro McDonald's.
Yep, we're here to talk about Tekken. Or to just, like, conversate on Tekken, because we got a lot to say. Or I've got a lot of questions, and Josh has got a lot of answers, so...
Well, I've got some kind of answers. I don't know if they're always correct, but I'm here to give it a shot.
Yeah. We've just been talking about Miguel and how much trash he is.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of Miguel's style. You know, it's a little better in this game, I think. He's got some more interesting moves. But, like, things like what were we talking about earlier, the shoulder charge.
Mm.
You know, I think that's a very good move.
Is that new to Tekken Tag?
That's new to Tekken Tag, yes.
Damn, that's sick.
Yes, I believe the command is 4, 2, and 3, but yes. It's one of those moves that might be better than it actually is, just because of how much damage it does, and the fact that it's safe. You know, you almost don't want to sidestep it. I know you can sidestep it to one direction, but it's a little risky sometimes. I know he also has a homing move.
Oh, really?
So, a high homing move that juggles you. So, if you get in the habit of sidestepping all the time, the other player might, you know, hit you while you're sidestepping and get a free juggle.
Mm, yeah. Just total trash, basically.
Yes.
We're talking bottom level kind of dumpster garbage trash.
Yes, it's just, you know... just throw the move out and you win.
Yeah.
Basically.
Josh, I reckon we should give some information on his kind of history and stuff. So I've been playing for about, I don't know, between 6 months and a year, maybe. Mostly been playing Tekken 6, but I come from a Street Fighter... basically 2D background. Eternal Champions was my game back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Mega Drive, yep, that was sick. And I failed at that too. So Tekken Tag 2 was coming out. I thought I'd try and get into it, but I'm still working on a B team for Nina. How about you, Josh?
For me personally, I've been playing fighting games. I think, you know, Tekken was my first serious fighting game I started playing. I remember playing the first one with one of my friends. That game was garbage. The second game was, you know, a little bit better. I remember, I think I didn't own it, but I rented it a few times. But when the third one came out, that was, you know, that was it for me.
Yep, gone.
I love that game.
Gone, yeah.
I remember at my school, we actually had like a, kind of a, what do you call it? A community center where we could play the games. You know, we were lucky at my school. It was a private school.
Oh my god.
So we had a TV, you know, someone would bring their PlayStation, we'd play Tekken 3. Everyone was fucking terrible. But for some reason, I took it upon myself to be good. And I became, you know, the best one in that school, and everyone hated me from that point on.
Yeah. From that point on.
From that point on.
Until right now. Huh?
Until right now. They probably still hate me.
There's still
just
people
because
like,
of that game.
Yeah, man.
But,
it's a lot of salt you handed out.
But when Tekken Tag came out, you know, it was my senior year in high school, so my friend and I, you know, we used to get in his car, go to the mall, play people during classes. Well, in between classes, not during classes.
I don't lie to me, man.
And, you know, I was always better than him, of course, but it was good to play with someone, so, you know, I'm kind of glad that you're here now.
Sweet.
It's a very similar feeling for this new game.
Yeah, yeah.
Tag game. You always need a partner for a tag game, I think.
Yeah, seriously, isn't that a tag game?
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm saying, you know. Damn. It gets lonely at the arcade fighting Japanese people, you know. They're not too friendly.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of screaming today.
Yes, screaming, you know, they yell, so you're afraid what to do, you know. Japanese people, you can't trust them.
Yeah. Well, your 13 win streak managed to scare off half of, like, Tokyo, you know?
Yeah.
Godzilla up in here.
I mean, I've done better, but I was a little disappointed with the level of play. A lot of people, they think, oh, Japan, everyone's great at the game, but it's not true.
But, I mean, that's Josh speaking, right?
Yes, that's me speaking.
Because personally, I didn't walk away with as many wins today, as many as I should have.
Well, how many did you get?
Two was the number that I got.
Two, that's, you know, that's
two out of about 100.
Two out of 100, yeah. You know, that's That's 2%. It's still positive. It's a positive number. You
know. I like your positive attitude, because personally, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's... Well, you just got to get used to it. Like I said, you know, if you had been sitting in my seat, you probably would have got a few more wins. Mm. You've got to choose your battles wisely at the beginning.
Yeah. At the moment, I'm still... I'm still, like... working on fundamental basics. I mean, I'm relying too much on throws and
right.
just there's no kind of combos going on. I mean, the actual tag system is still something that I'm trying to get over. You know, that kind of you're telling me about the entrance, you know, where you tag out five and you forward, is it three? Where you come sliding in?
Oh, yes. Forward, four, right? Forward, four, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, still getting used to that kind of stuff. There's just so much going on. It's a lot to take coming from Tekken, coming from Street Fighter, you know, it's like...
Right, well, I mean, even, I've noticed, even Japanese players, you know, even some experienced ones, perhaps they didn't play the first tag, so they still, you know, they're still a little overwhelmed by the tag system as well, especially the first couple of weeks, and those people wouldn't tag out, you know, they're low on health, you know, in this game... Especially now, the jungles are getting a little bit bigger since the game's been out for a while.
Yeah.
You know, when it's 60% health, you know, you could die.
Yeah.
So you've got to tag out, you know, safely. Try to tag out safely, let the other character in. You know, you also don't want to tag crash all the time.
Yeah.
Do you know what the tag crash is?
Tell me about it, man.
Okay, so when you're on the ground, you press 2 and 5, you press right punch and tag, and your secondary character will jump in as long as his bar is flashing. And so, to get a flashing bar, there's when your main character, your point character, gets down to a certain percent of health, which I think it varies, I believe, at the time. I don't quite know the numbers. But when it gets down to a certain percent of health, your partner's health will flash in the background. So that means this tag crash move is available for you to use. However, if you've ever seen those the juggles where the two characters come in at once... The attack assault juggles?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If your opponent does that to you, your secondary character will automatically get that flashing bar.
Cut it.
No matter what your current character's health is. So, yes. So from there, you can tag in, and it's relatively safe, but it costs all of your point characters red health.
Yeah. So while they could be, like, you know, waiting it out, if they use this tag crash... They've actually taken away a huge chunk of health that they could possibly have if they'd have waited.
Right. So, you know, sometimes you're in a situation where you could easily just tag out normally and both your characters would be safe. But I've seen many cases where people just automatically tag crash because it's usually very safe.
Yeah.
So they don't really think about trying to conserve. But when you think like that, in reality, you know, you've done all this damage to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you've turned what could have been only a 40% juggle by the opponent into like a 60% juggle because you wasted your own health.
Yeah. So the main kind of like staple is don't overuse it.
Don't overuse it. You have to know the situation.
Yeah. It's basically checking to see what your tag situation is. If the red bar is flashing and your partner that's like out at the moment, if he's got like a small amount of energy that's recovering, then it's a good option to do the tag crash, right? Because it's going to do no damage to yourself ultimately. But if you've got like a huge juggle damage, you switch out. Coming back in with a tag crash will dramatically reduce your energy. Yeah, it's just total waste of time.
For example, you know, like certain moves do a ton of damage. They also give you a lot of red bar. Like if you were hit with Paul's counter hit Death Fist, scored a circle forward and two. You know, a lot of the health would be red. So if you just tag crashed immediately, he did all of that damage to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to be careful, you know, stay on the ground for a second, see what's going to happen, and tag your other character. And sometimes, you know, even if it's dangerous, or even if you know you're going to get hit, you have to take the hit and just tag it normally.
Yeah.
You know, you could die if you do it the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because tag crash isn't, even though it's pretty safe, I've also seen people get sidewalked around and then juggled out of a tag crash.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful.
And it's also it becomes quite clear when somebody's going to do it, right?
Yes, it becomes very clear. And, you know, sometimes the opponent can sneak in a hit underneath the tag crash if they know you're going to do it.
Yeah.
So they could kill you if you have, say, one hit left. They know you're going to do it, so they'll sneak in this low hit. It hits your character on the way out. And, you know, you lose
because
you tag crash instead of just staying on the ground.
the main thing that I've got a problem with is I'm still playing it as Tekken 6, and you can't do that, right?
Well, I mean, you could play this game as Tekken 6 with two characters, and I think you could still do fairly well. But, you know, you wouldn't be taking... Of course, you wouldn't be taking advantage of the system. You know, it always helps in the long run. Because I feel this game, you know, much like the original one, is about, you know, health management, clock management.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the open stages. There's a lot more open stages. A lot of stages are much bigger. So, ultimately, it'll come down to how much health you have at the end of the round.
Yeah.
And so...
What do you think in tournaments, man? Do you think it's going to, like, end up being a lot of turtling kind of techniques? Because, you know, as we've seen so far, there's been a lot of timeouts where you can just literally lie on the floor after about 20 seconds or something, and there's so much time. I don't know what it is. There's not enough time on the clock. You know, with two characters, is it right. 79 seconds or something?
It's, you get two characters for, usually the standard is three rounds and 80 seconds.
That's right, yeah.
So, yeah, you've got to kill two characters in 80 seconds. And, you know, it's just like the original tag, you know, sometimes there's nothing you could do to take off 60% of one character's health in 10 seconds or 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a turtle battle.
Yeah, at that point, yeah. You can time out people a lot better than you could in Tekken 6, right?
Yes.
It's a much more valid option.
That's how I feel, because, you know, you've got that second character, you could tag in, tag crash, you know, whatever, to stall time, you know. Just do whatever it takes to stall.
Yeah.
But, I mean, juggle damage and Oki has gotten better in this game compared to the original tag, so... I think if you try to, you know, be a troll and sit down halfway through a match, you know, they're going to kill you.
Yeah, there's ways to pick you up and finish you off, so.
But we'll see, you know. I think the game still is very new, so we'll see what people do. I mean, since it is based off Tekken 6, you know, it's still very action-packed game sometimes turtly, but, you know, two characters means you have to know double the knowledge per match.
Yeah.
So it leaves a lot of opportunity for offense.
Yeah, absolutely. For myself at the moment, I'm still, like, working on a B team. I mean, I've been playing with Nina for a while now, but...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, can you give any advice to, like, newbies like myself? I mean, I'm not really a newbie. I come from Tekken 6, but you're coming back from Tekken, you know, Tekken Tag 1, so,
right.
You know, that's a lot of experience. I mean, what should I be looking for? I mean, I've got my Nina, not great, but she's doing the job.
Mm-hmm.
Am I looking for, like, huge juggles or kind of opposing characters or, you know, what should I be?
I think, you know, the first thing that you need to get comfortable... You know, you need to get comfortable with both the characters. The thing you need to get comfortable with is the range of the moves.
Okay.
You know, that's... A lot of times when I'll pick up a new character just to, you know, mess around with them, you know, since I've been playing the game for so long, you know, doing a juggle or something like that or a setup, you know, that you see on a video is very easy to do. But if you don't know the character's ranges and, you know, how their movement works... You're not going to be able to pull it off in a real match.
Yeah, seriously.
So, like, for Nina, you know, she's got a very short, you know, she's got short range on a lot of her moves. So, you know, coming from playing, like, Marduk or Eddie, or sometimes I play Jack, you know, they have a lot, much more range on their launchers, things like that. But for Nina, I think you have to be, you know, you have to be in close. You have to play a different kind of game.
Yeah.
So that's the thing I think you need to work on. As a new player, it's just getting used to your characters, you know, getting used to how the moves work, you know, what their best range is.
Yeah. So, yeah, kind of distancing. I've been using Ogre because I think that for a lot of people, he's still an anomaly, you know. Whatever right. that word is that I'm trying to say, that's what he is.
An anomaly?
That's the one, yes, man. I'm not going to try that again. But yeah, I mean, the kind of reach on his claw, the tentacle thing, is kind of messing people up. I mean,
right. Some
characters have got projectiles now. I don't know if that happened in Tech 1 with Jinpachi, his fireball, and Alisa 2 has got that head kick stomp.
Yeah, she's got a... Yeah, yeah. Now instead of it being unblockable, it's part of her... I think it's a homing move, actually.
It's a homing move?
But I mean, the first part is the kick.
I was going to say the head homing.
So it combos into itself, but yeah, a bunch of characters now they have projectiles. Usually they're not very viable.
Yeah,
but you know, I think Ogre's range, like you said, it throws you off because you, from what I've seen, you know, the players who play him, you know, pretty well, he doesn't play like a traditional Tekken character anymore.
Okay.
You know, you've got to do a lot of... It's more like just spacing, you know, not a lot of launching. You know, you can't just down forward 2 like you can with a lot of characters and hope you get the launcher.
Isn't that down forward 2 that long ass where he, like, puts his, you know, pulls his pants down and sits down and kind of lifts his arm up? You know the one? It's like a 10-minute animation where he puts his claw into the ground and lifts it up, you know, for an uppercut?
Oh, I think that's sidestep 2.
It's like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing ever. I did that by mistake and I kind of looked at it and just said, that's never going to happen again.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest move in the world.
I don't know, though. You find some dumb moves that, you know, they work sometimes.
Yeah.
Or people don't expect because it's so dumb.
Yeah. I've seen that stuff, man. I've seen that.
Yeah. My experience with Ogre is very limited, you know, because, like I said, very few people play him at all, if not, you know, they play him, they don't play him very well, if at all.
Yeah.
So it's hard
to analyze
him, you know. I've seen a few of the matches, but...
But how about, like, last week, we were at the tournament in Akihabara, and there was some epic... there was some decent, half-decent players, but we saw an Ogre team that was quite decent. I don't know what it is. That kind of like jump up teleport where he comes flying in from the left side of the screen. He gets knocked down.
Right.
And he suddenly gets up from the middle of nowhere. He just teleports off the screen and comes flying in. That guy was doing some mad combos. I mean...
Yeah, that move was, it was in Tekken 3.
Uh-huh.
Back when he was still True Ogre.
Uh-huh.
But actually back then it was unblockable. Now it's high.
Okay.
So you can duck it. I mean, you could duck it in the first game, but if you blocked it, you would die. But now you can duck it or block it. But it seems like it has some weird properties now where it can kind of, you know, I guess it's more of a Street Fighter thing, but you can actually, like, cross people up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, you know, suppose someone knocks you near the wall and you're face up and your feet towards or something like that, when you do that move, instead of coming from the right side of the screen, say you're a 2-player, you're on the right side, you'll actually come from behind the left side.
Yeah.
So if someone is trying to do some kind of pressure or okizemi on you, then you're going to hit them in the back, basically.
Yeah.
So you have to be a little careful when dealing with that.
Yeah. And basically, if you come from a Street Fighter background, it's dalsum. It's just dalsum teleport behind you and, like, bullshit moves. Yeah, just... But, yeah, I don't know. Do you think that... Has he got, like, a huge hitbox as well? Is that, like, one of the things holding him back? I'm still not sure how exactly everything works, because I've seen, like, punches go through his arm, and, you know, I'm never sure where to hit on him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, for a character like that, he's a little busy in the animation. You know, his snake arm has a lot of animation.
Yeah.
So you're never really sure when you've hit him. But he does have a very funky hitbox, because he's a big character, but he's also short, like Kuma.
Yeah.
Like, his legs are short, so... You know, some staple juggles that work against certain characters, like, for example, for Eddie, if you do the bound and then the back 4, 4, and then 3+4, where you'll hit him on the ground, the cartwheels, that won't work against Ogre because the first hit will whiff because his legs are too short.
Got it.
So, you know, the upper torso, he's very big. But the legs, he's a little short, so
yeah.
It works for and against him. I know he has some range issues as well with kicks, but punches he's very good, so
yeah.
It all depends on that.
Yeah. Damn. And I just want to say that if you come from a Tekken 6 background, Ogre is not Azel. Do not think that you're dealing with Azel here, because you can throw this Ogre guy around like a piece of, like, last week's, I don't know, man, just smash him up.
Since he's very big, you know, you can do some big juggles to him. Although he does have, he was in Tekken 3 as well. He has this ability to float out of moves. Have you seen that?
No.
You know, where he'll sort of hover in the air after getting hit.
To avoid the juggles, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you press 2, I believe, in the air, and it'll, you can do it once, and it'll float you out. But, I mean, it has its uses.
Yeah.
Like, if you use it predictably, then someone will do a massive juggle to you.
Yeah, they'll just continue a juggle.
They'll just continue.
You've just added an extra set of juggle time to it.
Right, but there are some cases, like, for example, I've seen Paul's Demolition Man, his sweep to the elbow into the double palm.
Yeah.
Like, say someone hits you with the sweep, the second it hits, if you were to float out, you could float out of being hit the third time.
Oh, sick.
So, you know, you can reduce damage in case later. There's a bunch of moves like that I've seen. I can't recall off the top of my head, but, you know, some three-hit strings, some of these you can get out of.
Well, with that demolition palm, if you miss the third hit, if you, like, you know, floor it and it whiffs, is there time to actually do anything? Or are you just, you land in front of Paul and it's back to square one?
Well, you'll land in front of him and you'll be able to block. But it's not safe, so you can punish him, especially with Ogre's long range.
Yeah.
You should be able to hit him with something. So, you know, you've turned a situation where, you know, instead of taking X amount of damage, now you're on the offense again. You're able to do damage.
That's awesome.
So, a lot of moves, it's useful in a lot of moves like that. Something where you're low to the ground, where you can, when you recover, you'll recover quickly. If you do it in the middle of a high juggle, then someone has a lot of time to continue the juggle.
But
like I said, Paul's Demolition Man, anything that knocks you in the air but doesn't knock you high, you know, take the chance because, you know, maybe they'll just mess up their timing. You know, if you can get one less hit out of it, it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've seen it work. I've seen it have its, like, uses, but is it, like, what is it now? The two kicks together. If you press 3 and 4, that causes him to jump up.
He'll
standing
do this
and just like float. You can breathe fire and bullshit.
Yeah, that's you know, that's kind of just a relic from the old game.
Don't be using that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming maybe you could use it in some kind of bizarre tag assault juggle, but it wouldn't be worth the damage or the risk.
Yep.
But I mean, he does have some good moves out of that flying stance I've seen, but if you just want to fly and shoot fireballs, you know, don't do it.
Yeah, you're going to be wasting your time. Yeah, so I've learned that basically using Ogre with Nina isn't as good as I thought it was.
Well, I mean, you've got to give them time. I think they're two very different characters, so, you know, she's got very short reach, you know, a lot of lockdown ability. But, you know, Ogre, it seems to me, you know, is more of a kind of defensive character. You know, you have to... I've heard a lot of his moves don't crush as well, so you can't really rely on just, you know, a panic button.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to do this move and hope it goes through something. You've got to actually plan out his offense.
Yeah.
You know, take a lot of risks, too. So it's a little bit different than Nina. Nina has her own risks as well, but I think she's a bit safer. Some moves have gotten a little unsafe.
Uh-huh.
And some people say Nina's terrible now because of it. I don't think so because just because of a new move becomes a little more negative doesn't mean it's terrible.
Yeah. Just means you have to be more selective.
Right. It's like if it still has the same like hit properties and, you know, speed properties, it's still a good move. You just can't throw it out as much as you used to.
Yeah. I've been learning that.
Yes.
Forward 3.
Forward 3.
Yep.
You know, like I said, it's a good move. You know, it's a solid move.
Solid kicking the balls, man.
Kicking the balls, counter hit, you get massive damage. But, you know, if you whiff it, you're going to be in big trouble.
Yep.
Especially here, you know, playing against some of the good players.
Yeah. But how about you, man? Which characters have you been playing?
You know, usually if I'm playing seriously, I'll play as Eddie and Marduk.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've been playing as those characters in Tekken 6 DR for a long time. Well, not really that long, maybe only a year. You know, Eddie actually, even though I feel I'm a little bit, you know, I'm okay with him.
Yeah.
But, you know, I actually never had any interest in him until Tekken 6 BR. So really, you know.
What happened? You got pumped up or?
I don't know. I you know, I used to play in Korea. I played in Daegu. Do you know where Daegu is?
No, hit me.
It's in the southern part of Korea, but they have the one arcade. I'm trying to remember their name right now. It's Gusong Land, but that's what it used to be called before they moved it.
Okay.
But a lot of good players there, you know, like if you ever heard the names like Ni or Tong Bao Love,
yeah,
a bunch of good Korean players play at that arcade. So, you know, I saw a few other players play as Eddie, and I wanted, at the time I was playing Paul and other like really simple characters because at the time I was so out of practice, I just wanted to play easy to learn characters.
Yeah.
And after a while, I was like, you know, I want something that's a little more involved. You know, Eddie has stances, his juggles are a little more involved. You have to do a little bit of joystick, you know, maneuvering.
Yeah.
So I just started playing as Eddie. You know, at first I had no idea what I was doing. But, you know, a few Korean guys, you know, they showed me one or two tricks. And, you know, I kind of put it together from there.
Uh-huh.
And so for, like, the last year or so, I've been getting better. I still could get better, but, you know, if I see a good Eddie, I'll steal a strat.
Sweet.
And Marduk, I've just been playing Marduk. Since pretty much since he came out, you know, I loved his tackle back in Tekken 4. You know, it was always great to just annoy people. Back then, you actually could punch them more than once. So you could, I think you could get like 6 punches in or something.
Yeah.
It was something ridiculous. You could waste like 30 seconds of the clock.
Just sitting on
them. Just sitting on them, you know, waiting 10 seconds, punch them, wait another 10 seconds, punch them. If they blocked it, you'd get off, but, you know, since you had so much time, it was really hard for them to...
That's sweet.
So, yeah, you know, back then he couldn't juggle for shit. He didn't have anything, really.
So what's been pumped up about him? Do you think there's been a lot of changes in
Tekken 2? This game?
Yeah.
Well, from 6, you know, 6, I felt he wasn't as bad as a lot of people thought originally, and I think, you know, it did change. Like, a lot of players found out he wasn't so bad. He's just a kind of a high-risk, high-reward character.
Yeah, yeah.
But in this game, I think they tweaked a few of his, you know, super high-risk, made him a little bit safer. Gave him a few extra moves, like his down back 2 now is a very good move. Before, it was an overhead punch that knocked him down on counter hit,
uh-huh.
and you could get a ground throw. But now it's it wall splats on normal hit if you're close to a wall, and on counter hit it wall splats as well, but it causes a juggle. Like, have you ever seen when Jin does his electric wind hook fist?
Yes, bullshit.
When it hits on counter hit, you know, you get a similar juggle. So, you know, it's a lot more damage than it was before.
Yeah.
And it's a safe move unless you do it at the wall, or you do it against someone like Ogre, who has really long arms.
Okay.
So something like that, you know, it kind of filled in a few holes he had. So
yeah.
That's why I think, you know, some people think he's incredibly good, but I think he's always been good. He just has a few more tweaks. I'm sure as the game, you know, goes on,
yeah,
he'll... He'll probably head more towards the middle, I think.
Yeah.
Because he's always had good damage. It's just now with the tag system, you know, people... You know, you put someone with a good launcher with Marduk, and you've got incredibly, you know, powerful juggles.
Yeah, I've seen, man. I've seen your 50% damages and 60% and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie, I think, has some pretty decent synergy with Marduk.
Yeah.
You know, he has some good while standing. Like, Marduk's while standing launchers are garbage. He doesn't have any, I mean... His while standing 3, I think, is like 19 frames.
Uh-huh.
So
bullshit.
And it leads to a shitty juggle. But I mean, Eddie, he's got while standing 1-3, you know, it's 13 frames, 14 frames.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's good for punishing moves like Steve Fox's 4-4-2.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
like, you could punish that with Eddie, get a 50% juggle, basically.
Shit.
You know, he's one of the few characters that can do that.
Yeah.
The first hit is high, so it'll whiff on certain characters. But yeah, so he kind of... I like them together because they kind of... You know, they have their different strengths and weaknesses. They help each other out.
Yeah.
You know, some teams, I see people put teams together and both characters have the same strengths, same weaknesses.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really...
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about an Anna, Nina team, but that just kind of, like, syncs exactly with what you're talking against, basically, because they really do seem to have the similar kind of setups.
I'm not really a Nina or Anna player, but I think they have slightly different games. Like, I think Anna is kind of like Ogre in that she she has a... Well, they do have a few similar moves, but, I mean, she has a lot of risk involved. So, you know, she's a bit more dangerous than Nina. Nina, you know, you can just do down forward 1, you know, do some strings, some slightly safe strings.
Yeah.
But with Anna, you have to take some chances. And they do have they have pretty good combo synergy from what I've seen.
Yeah.
So that also helps, you know,
combo
synergy and tag assault juggles. So I wouldn't say they're too close, but, you know, I'm sure that there are a lot of other characters who you could fit with Nina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially if you're not comfortable with that style of play.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I saw some of your videos on... Was it Jack 6, Nina? They looked quite well, you know?
Oh, yes. I was messing around with that, you know. I found, like, around the 50 to 60% juggles, 65% juggles. Unfortunately, it doesn't take any red health away, but
Nah, it's enough. But, that'll do.
You know, like I said, you know, if you're playing against someone who doesn't tag out at 60%, you know, one juggle and you beat them.
Yeah.
So, you know, two juggles, you beat them, but I mean, yeah.
It's monstrous, right?
It's monstrous, you know.
I've seen some dirty shit. I've seen some really dirty stuff.
Yeah, some people, you know, they really know how to abuse the tag assault system. They get as, you know, they maximize the hits, they maximize the damage.
Yep.
You know, it's crazy. You know, before I wasn't, or in Tekken 6, I was just kind of doing the standard staple juggles. But I find that with the system being so open again, like in the original tag, you know, it's fun for me to try to find my own shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that's why I've actually found these juggles, you know, without watching videos, you know, just kind of being like, well, you know, I think that might work together. Or, you know, if I did see a video, I'm like, well, it didn't work in that video, but maybe if I substituted this for this, it would work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, this game has just got, like, endless possibilities.
Exactly. That's the one thing I've got to say about it that's above Tekken 6. It wasn't getting boring, but I don't know, there did seem to be a cap on it at some point.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, in terms of, like, tournament fighters, you know, there's never a cap, but you saw the Evo 2011 bullshit. Bob, 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 just, like you said, it's overflowing. There's really no limit to where you can go with this. I mean, whatever you achieve with one character, pop in another, see what you can do. There's always...
Right.
I'm seeing some insane combos from some really good players today, especially. You took me to where was it?
We went to Game Safari in Ikebukuro.
Yeah, if you don't know, that's a place to know, get to know.
Yes, it's we found out that, you know, every other place in Japan that we've been to is 100 yen, but that place was 50 yen. And, you know, some of your favorites that you like to watch, like, I think Tribal was there,
that's
Nobi
right.
was there.
Yep.
You know, they were playing there. I guess that's, you know, why not? 50 yen, half price.
Yep.
You know, they get to play. So, I mean, if you're feeling brave, you're in Japan, head on over there. I'd recommend at least, you know,
yeah,
a good ass whooping.
Yep, seriously, but I'd recommend a good map and also, like, a good ability to ask directions in Japanese.
Oh, yes, it's a little hard to find. Just the... Like I told Mart here, you gotta look for the zebra's ass.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, this wasn't related to any safari kind of stuff, man. It was just giving me advice on life. But, yeah, no, seriously, it's a sick place. Really, really sick. And I think for 50 yen, most of these guys are gonna spend all day there, you know,
yeah.
on 50 yen.
Yeah, I think that's how that place manages to stay alive.
Yeah.
You know, because you were talking to me about places like Joybox.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I personally never had been there, but I heard it was, you know, a great place, and I think yep. a lot of players went there. But
I have never seen so many Tekken machines. You know how, like, Street Fighters loved, you know, the world around, but since Tekken Tag 2 came out, I've never seen anything like it. There is always at least two more machines, and this is nothing to do with timing. This is popularity. You know, it's nothing to do with Street Fighter came out last year. You should see the Gundam shit here.
Oh, that's, yes.
Timing is nothing. It's popularity. The game has opened up a whole new field, and people are interested again. And the place that closed down, Joybox, Shinjuku, what were we saying, West Side? Shinjuku West Side? That place was dope. That place had like 12 Tekken 6 machines and like two... Street Fighters, nothing like it. You know, they really support the Tekken scene here, and they had some of the best players. And unfortunately, it closed down with the release of Tekken Tag 2.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what's driven it down. You know, I don't know how much a Tekken Tag 2 machine is.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I had originally looked into it because, you know, I considered, you know, maybe I was gonna go back to America, you know, see how much a Tekken Tag machine. This was before I even found out you couldn't play it. You know,
yep.
in another country, but. I think
yeah.
it's something around, like, you know, $30,000
yep.
US, you know, so that's, I don't know what that is in pounds.
Shit, man, it's a heavy lot of pounds, but
yeah.
just imagine how many dollar bills it would take to cover, you know, 30,000 yen, $30,000 investment in America.
Yes. And
you got Arcade UFO, what are we talking, who else can really support that kind
maybe,
of,
maybe,
like, you know,
some places in, California, New York City,
yeah.
that's it.
SoCal, where you at? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to get it in, like, New Hampshire or Iowa or
yeah.
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Yeah, you're not going to get it anywhere there, you know.
Yeah, Wyoming. No, but seriously, we saw last week in Akihabara, they had sort of got the downloads for just a standard arcade, just a generic arcade machine
right.
with a Tekken Tag 2. I'm going to stop saying that. I'm just going to call it TT2, okay? Just get used to it. So the TT2 download, I mean, is that feasible? Would you say that, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've looked at that. It's much more reasonable. You know, when you're buying a new cabinet, you know, they're just... You know, I think the initial strategy for Namco is when they first released Tekken Tag 2. I'll keep calling it that.
Yeah, keep going.
But when they released that, you know, they want to try to milk as much money as they can from the arcade owners.
Yeah.
So they're going to make them buy a new machine, even though it wasn't necessary. So, you know, when the first month you could only buy the machine, that's why there were so few of them around. Like, you know, two machines, you know, in an arcade in Shinjuku is ridiculous.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, you have... I wasn't here personally, but I heard, you know, there's lines.
Yeah.
You wait in line.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous, because you know that they have all those Tekken 6 machines waiting to be changed into Tekken Tag.
Yeah.
But, you know, in October, they finally released the kit, and, you know, you could put it in, and the kit is a much more reasonable price. I think it's only, like, $10,000, so it's, you know, it's a third of the price.
Yeah.
So you really are just paying for the machine that you didn't need.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
Drill a hole in the machine, put in a fifth button, get a tag button.
Yeah.
You're good to go. That's all you need to do.
Seriously, we need to get onto Harada for that, because I've got problems with that guy.
Oh really? What kind of problems?
Well, the first thing is the banner pass, because shit, I spent like an hour last night trying to set that up. It's a simple thing. You just connect a card. Oh my god, seriously, I'm gonna leave that alone, because I've been tweeting Harada for like 2 weeks straight and he just hasn't got back to me. He isn't learning.
Yeah, he never responded to my tweets either, but I personally, my personal experience, I got the pass working in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, let's leave that alone then, because that just might be a...
That might be some user error.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, but the machines now, I think after about 3 weeks, everywhere developed this kind of like just spawned Tekken machines. These places that had like two machines,
oh yeah, now
four
they have
machines,
like eight machines.
You know, seriously.
What, Akihabara? That place is ridiculous.
That was dumb as hell.
Club Sega, they have what? 32 machines? It's ridiculous. Like, you walk in there and it's just ridiculous, you know. You're looking at those machines and it's just like, you know, there's like $1 million worth of stuff in that.
Yeah.
They just have one floor.
Yeah. And you know what? We entered a competition. How many people were there then?
Oh, in that arcade there was like 100 people. But in the competition, what, four people?
Yeah.
Four teams joined? Five teams?
Four teams, and there was one guy...
One guy, he brought his girlfriend. You know, he couldn't ask one of the other guys who were playing there the whole time we were playing.
Surprise.
And the thing is, you know, in Japan, tournaments cost... They cost as much as the game does. So you're not dropping $20, you're not dropping a whole lot of money, you know. You're actually making money, or, you know, you're getting more money's... Your money's worth by entering a tournament. You know, you might actually get to play more than one game.
Yeah, you progress. You've spent 100 yen, you could have like 4, 5, 10, 20 games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Depending on how well you do in the tournament.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you play a normal game, you lose, that's your 100 yen.
Yeah.
So I don't know why Japanese people... I've been to a few tournaments, and it's always been like that. You see a bunch of guys, they're all playing the game, but they don't want to enter the tournament.
I don't get it at all. I mean, they don't really have a prize other than a photocopied, you know, like Tekken Tag 2 winner.
Right.
And,
well, I entered the tournament once where you did get a prize. You got...
Oh, sick.
Two PS2s, but... two PS3s, not PS2s. So that was a little steeper. It cost 300 yen, but that's pretty good.
I'd pay 300 yen for a PS3. Why not?
Yeah, it was a random tournament. It actually might be happening now. I don't know. I'd have to check into it. Masurao tournament, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
But yeah, if anyone's in Utsunomiya, check it out.
Yeah, Utsunomiya. Where you at? Because I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that, dude. You live out in the boonies, right?
No, I don't live out in the boonies. I live out in Saitama.
Yeah, that's good enough.
It's good enough, you know. Like I said, I've got four arcades next to me that have Tekken Tag Tournament 2. You know, I can fall down the street and I'm at an arcade where it's open till 3 in the morning. And I can play Tekken Tag. That's how I get all my recordings.
Yeah. They allow you to do that?
Yeah, yeah, they don't mind.
That's sweet, man, because I was standing in Club Sager or whatever it was, Gigo.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like 10 minutes.
Oh, that place,
ago.
They don't like you to do it.
Yeah, though. Man, seriously, a guy came up and he was all up in my face, you know.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I mean, some places, you know, I think it's just because the guys who work there don't make any money, so they don't care.
Yeah.
I think if you go to a official arcade, like a Sega Gigo or something like that, they have rules they have to follow.
Yeah.
So.
Like, to suck.
Yeah, it sucks sometimes. But yeah. I guess they just don't want you, you know,
yeah,
blowing up someone's spot.
Yeah, I tweeted to Roger about that. How do you feel about, you know, me grabbing, or anybody grabbing kind of footage, putting it up online? And I got no response, but to be honest, I mean, what did he expect? You know, no offense, but he's really, I'm just going to go over for it, man. Seriously, he hasn't really respected the international scene by yeah, I understand he's a businessman, mm-hmm. you know, and he wants to earn money, that's his job.
Right.
But at the same time, there's a reason that you have a business, and there's a reason that Tekken is so loved, and it's an international thing. And this
right.
kind of like, you know, internet bollocks, mobile phone kind of hokum setup where they can't export machines and,
right.
you know, all that kind of stuff. Just to me, he's kind of... Bandai Namco has asked for this kind of footage to be made because
right.
if people can't get their hands on it, you know, it's, I don't know, it's, you know, it's kind of insane for them to think that people would not try and put the footage up online to show other countries what's going on, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And, you know, I mean, I know, like, you and I, we put up a ton of footage, and, you know, I think it's probably, you know, this is probably the most footage for a new game that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, Tekken 6, Tekken 5, I don't remember seeing, even Street Fighter, I don't remember seeing this much footage so available right from the get-go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and that's all because, you know people want to play this game in other countries.
Yeah.
But you can only play it here in Japan.
Sorry, guys.
And, yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. It sucks.
Have you ever, you know, like in your time playing games and shit, have you ever seen anything as well promoted or, you know, like advertised as Tekken TT2? Because they've got like, I don't know, like those statue kind of things, and they've got posters up, and they're really doing a good job of like promoting it, to be honest.
Oh,
I
really?
Think they've done a really good job, you know, like seriously, the setup compared to Street Fighter had like you know, a poster outside, but we've mm-hmm. got like Azusa Kazama, you know, like holding
those things, yeah,
and like Jin like standing, you know, like holding a sign, you know, go downstairs to play Tekken, you know, it's a small thing, but I think they've spent a lot more money on this,
right? You know, I didn't even notice that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean I noticed it, but I didn't really think about it like that. But yeah, you know, every arcade that has Tekken Tag, they've got that flag outside.
Yep, seriously.
Letting you know it's there.
Yeah.
You know, before, you know, sometimes you'd see a BR poster, you know, on a wall in the back of the arcade.
Yeah.
And that's all you knew at that place. And sometimes some places didn't even have it.
Yeah.
I've seen it where they had the poster, they didn't have the game.
Yes.
But now, you know, if you see that flag, you know, if you see one of those cutouts, you know that the game's there, you know, you could walk in there and play.
Yeah, man.
And I mean, even the mobile service, now you can actually look up, you know, arcades that have it. So, you know, that's been great for people like me. You know, I know a little Japanese, I know a lot of locations, but, you know, sometimes you don't want to travel somewhere unless you know they have the game.
Yeah.
You know, you just plug in the, you know, you look for the area, and it tells you this place has X amount of Tekken Tag 2.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I go there, I can play.
It's good stuff.
And it was great, you know, the first, like I said, there's four arcades that have it now where I live, but when I first got there, there were only two.
Yeah.
And then, you know, within that week that the kits came out, you know, I checked online, it was like, oh, two new places updated. So little things like that, you know, they really help to promote the game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because, you know, now I bounce between those places, you know, because there's always a few different, you know, players.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I wouldn't have done that if I only had known what I could just see from going there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I will give them props on promoting within their own country. But,
well, there's no point promoting anywhere else, really.
You
know? Yeah. It'd be wasted.
One thing I will give them, I am glad, even though you've had problems with it, I'm glad that now you can actually update your character and see your stuff online for free.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that they were actually, you know, they were doing that in Korea, but for some reason in Japan, you still had to pay the 500 yen a month to do it on your cell phone, which was a bit of a hassle, you know. Me coming from Korea, I was like, you know, just use the mouse, click on all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. You know, your character's ready to go. In Japan, you have to use the scroll bar. and click through each one, wait for it to load.
Yep.
And you also have to pay, like, on top of the 500 yen a month, you have to pay whatever the memory usage fee is
to
your phone company. It gets a little pricey to play Tekken here.
Yeah.
In addition to the games costing a ton.
Yeah, seriously. But, yeah, I get it. But things have really picked up. I mean, as well as the improvements in the machines, you know, the quantity, the actual
right.
bouts. I've seen, like, certain arcades initially, day one, had one round bouts. That's
one
it.
Round bouts.
You
that's
put
ridiculous.
You put your dollar in, and that's it. You get one round, and that's it. You win or you lose, you leave.
That's ridiculous. I've never experienced that, and yep. I'm glad I did. You know, I would definitely not go back to that arcade.
I was telling you, man, 10:30, day one, Wednesday, I was there with the queues, and it was just like people queuing up for lunch or something, you know, just getting a hamburger and walking out with it, you know. It's
Well, what was the clock set to? Was it set to like 30 seconds? 30
it was
seconds
just like,
round?
Yeah, timeout.
Timeout, yeah. As soon as
just
you start.
The time it took to say timeout. Sick. Yeah. But everything's kind of a lot better.
Yeah, now I think, from what I've seen, most places have standardized now down to, like I said, the 3 rounds, 80 seconds. You know, no one's going to, the game's been out for over a month now, no one's going to go for that one round bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, there's competition now as well. Like, initially, only certain arcades had actually reserved the machine in
time,
you know. So they just had the monopoly on it. Jesus
right.
Christ, big words, man.
Big words,
monopoly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like you said, they had the monopoly. They can charge whatever they want. You don't want to play, go somewhere else. Oh, you can.
Yep. None of that. Yeah, but I guess we may as well just fill you in on the format while we're here. So this is basically what we do. Just going to chat.
Yeah, just chat, you know. Leisurely chats here about Tekken.
Yeah. Hit Josh up at Tekken Replays on YouTube. You know, if you've got any questions and stuff, just hit him up. You know, he's got the answers, and we can answer them on this, and, you know.
I wouldn't say I have all the answers. I have a few answers, you know.
No, I'm saying you got answers. I don't know if they're correct.
Oh, okay.
You definitely got something to say, but who knows what it is.
Who knows what it is, you know. You know, don't take my word as the gospel, but if you want to, that's all right. You know, I'm always looking to start a cult or something, you know.
Yeah, seriously, yeah, and Japan's a place to do it.
Yeah, so, you know, like Mart said, you know, you go to my site, Tekken Replays, go to Mart's site, you know, Arcade Heroes. He's got great footage as well.
Yep.
You know, we both live in two different parts of, you know, this Tokyo area. So, you know, we get a lot of different footage, so it's worth the time to, you know, check it all out.
Yeah. And, just hit us up, you know, if you've got any questions or anything, because I've just got questions. I'm a newbie, so there's a lot I need to know. I've come from Tekken 6, but, you know, I was never into it to the level that I needed to be in order to be, you know, progressing. Now it's moved up a step. It's a new game, but the fundamentals are the same. You know, if you can play Tekken 6, like Josh said, you can play Tekken Tag 2, but there's a hell of a lot to learn, so whatever. I'm going to learn some stuff, going to talk about it, and, you know, hopefully you can get something out of it, too.
No, I'm here to support you, Mark.
Yeah.
On your journey here.
Sounds sexy.
You know, I'm on a journey as well.
Yeah.
So,
my journey is generally downhill, though.
You know, it's gonna go downhill, it's gonna go uphill, but you know, it'll level out after a while.
Yeah.
Either that or you'll go broke, you know.
It's gonna, either one.
I think that's a big motivator here in Japan, you know. A lot of guys, you know, in other countries like Korea, you know, they get good because they can play the game so much. I think in Japan, you either get good or you get broke.
Yep, seriously. So, you're just wasting your money. Go home.
Yeah, go home.
Yep.
Be a family man.
Yep, that's what I'm planning to do, but at the moment, I'm still living the dream.
Yes. That's good. That's a good dream.
It's all good. So, let's sign off.
All right. Well, this is Josh here, you know, Tekken Replays. I'll catch you guys later here with Mark.
Yep. And I'll talk to you later, man. Just hit us up and give us some feedback. Yes. See you soon.
See you soon.